Big news, one generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/givetech. Elon Musk, anti-Semitic conspiracy theories, and damage control at X. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. This time of year is prime season for advertisers and the platforms on which they choose to advertise. In the case of X, formerly known as Twitter, those ad dollars are the company's lifeblood. In the last quarter of 2021, the year before Elon Musk purchased the social media company, it reported more than $1.5 billion in revenue. Almost 90% of that came from ads. That business model was already showing signs of wear after the purchase, given Musk's habit of writing and endorsing controversial posts. Now, as the war between Israel and Hamas rages on, another Musk post has accelerated the flight of advertisers. New York Times tech reporter Ryan Mack picks up the story from there.
A couple weeks ago, he decides to start engaging with an account that's promoting a white nationalist conspiracy theory called the Great Replacement Theory. And Elon Musk decides to engage with this tweet and call it, you know, the actual truth. And so this sets off, you know, alarms everywhere. Brands, companies who are advertising don't want to be associated with this blatant kind of anti-Semitic rhetoric.
Yeah, let's look at that. What are some of the brands that are suspending advertising on the platform in response to that specific reply post that you just mentioned?
So some of the first movers were IBM, Apple, Lionsgate, Disney, you know, we've reported on Netflix starting to pause, Google. And, you know, some of the initial advertisers were fueled by this report, by this left-wing group called Media Matters that showed some of these advertisers' ads being placed next to kind of white nationalist and Nazi content. They said, you know, not only is, you know, Elon Musk endorsing these anti-Semitic and white nationalist conspiracy theories, but also advertisers' content is being shown against this white nationalist Nazi content that we found.
Yeah. And several of the companies that you just ticked off on that list are tech companies. I'll add to it Microsoft, Amazon, Airbnb, all pulling back. Is there anything we should glean from that?
I think tech is seen as a more liberal kind of group of companies and, you know, leading in some ways. But, you know, these aren't just tech companies that are pulling out. There is Jack in the Box, for example, Coca-Cola, Bank of America. I mean, these are massive brands, Fortune 500 companies that spend a lot of money on X. And the reason why is they want to have an alternative to a Facebook, Google-dominated ad world. And they see platforms like X and TikTok as great places to go to attract customers. Now they're not going to do that if the head of the company is engaging with this kind of content.
And you and your team got a look at internal documents at X, which reveal the total ad dollars the company is worried about losing. What did you find?
So these documents were interesting. I mean, these are sales documents. They're shared within the sales team. And folks are just kind of detailing the loss in ad dollars or the potential loss in ad dollars, you know, brands that had already paused or brands that were at risk of pausing. These are sometimes in the high hundreds of thousands, even in the $1 million of expenditures. And they were just detailing, you know, what was at risk for the rest of Q4 till the end of December. And, you know, last week they were saying, you know, up to $75 million is at risk right now. And we don't know if that's going to come back. And I think beyond kind of this quarter, there is a big question of, will these advertisers return? You know, some of them have just stopped tweeting completely, not just advertisements. They have, you know, stopped using the platform in protest of some of this stuff. And so it is a big concern for the company, especially considering how much revenue is derived from advertising.
We'll be right back with more from Ryan Mack of the New York Times. Big news, one generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/givetech.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. We're back with Ryan Mack of The New York Times. He's been reporting on Elon Musk's visit to Israel this week, which included a tour of a kibbutz attacked last month by Hamas militants. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was at his side. I asked Ryan about the significance of Musk's visit.
Well, it's funny because it's not even the first meeting post an anti-Semitic comment. Back in September, Elon Musk hosted Netanyahu at a Tesla factory. And Netanyahu at the time had a pretty low opinion rating in his own country. So, you know, both of them in some ways were using each other to burnish their reputations back then. Fast forward a couple months later, now Israel's in a war. You know, Elon Musk has once again engaged in an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory. And he flies over to Israel to see some of the things that Netanyahu wants to show him with regards to, you know, some of the places where the attacks happened.
Are your sources telling you anything about whether that trip made a difference, whether it might actually bring some advertisers back to the platform?
I think it's too early to tell. These brands are, sometimes they can move fast, but oftentimes they are cautious. So I think it's kind of a wait and see at this moment. I think it's not a great sign that a lot of these brands have stopped tweeting completely. You know, if they're starving X of their, you know, own original content, it's not going to be a good sign for whether or not they'd advertise.
The relationship between Musk and Netanyahu is kind of confounding if you are just coming to it fresh. The idea that you have somebody who is pretty regularly being accused of anti-Semitic posts and commentary, you know, side by side, kind of on the regular lately with the, you know, the head of state of Israel, I don't know how to process that.
Yeah, I think it's hard if, you know, the political lines during this conflict have been strange. And it's actually, you know, quite hard to group Musk in any one political camp. You know, he'll say, you know, he was once a liberal and voted for Obama, and all his activity, especially recently on X, has evidenced kind of a rightward shift. But I think the best way to view them is these are two very powerful people who need each other, who need each other's reputations for different reasons. And Elon Musk has been attractive to a lot of world leaders at this point. He met with Erdogan recently. He's met with Bolsonaro. He has met with Modi. He is himself a political player and one that, you know, a lot of politicians love to associate with. And so I think just through that lens as well, not just viewing him as, you know, a tech CEO, but essentially a world leader, you start to understand that this goes far beyond traditional business.
That was Ryan Mack, tech reporter at The New York Times. We reached out to X for a comment and got this response, quote, "Busy now, please check back later." The standard reply, it seems, to most pressing queries these days, at least in my experience. When you Google Elon Musk now, it's hard not to notice how many of the results have to do with his posts on X. There was one that made the rounds just this week, in which Musk voiced support for Pizzagate, yet another conspiracy theory. That one led to a shooting at a restaurant in Washington back in 2016. Musk ultimately pulled that post. The chronic posting thing is sure to cast a shadow over the long-awaited release of the Tesla Cybertruck happening today. Andrew J. Hawkins at The Verge compared the volume of Musk's recent scandals to a, quote, indecipherable rat king of bad news that most people would prefer to tune out. We've posted a link to that piece, as well as Ryan Mack's recent reporting, on our website, marketplacetech.org. Jesus Alvarado produced this episode. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.